This month, we have Drs. Rob Rogers and Salim Rezaei talking to us about how to brand yourself and establish your niche.
As far as finding your niche or your brand, I have a couple of comments about that. And Rob, please chime in at any point. The first is that just say yes to a lot of things when you first start. Find something that you're passionate about. Start working on that, but also start saying yes to some things. I had no idea that I was going to start a blog and a podcast. If you would have asked me this 4 or 5 years ago, I would have laughed at you, or the fact that I would even have a Twitter account. And so it's important to say yes to a lot of things early on, because you just don't know what's going to fall in your lap and what's going to potentially become your niche unless you already have an area of interest. The other reason this is important is because you got to find synchrony with work. You can't be working on 20 different things going in 20 different directions and maintain that pace for 10, 20, 30 years. It's important to find that synchrony in the things that you're doing. And so that you're working on, like, a blog post, for example, for me, turns into a lecture, turns into a podcast, maybe turns into a publication for research. You want to find synchrony in all the things that you're doing. And it's at the beginning, it's okay if you're a little bit dissynchronous because you don't really know what your niche is. But as you start figuring that out, you start finding that synchrony. And it's important. And the one more important thing I would say is content is always going to be king. Don't just do something to do something. Content is king. And that's one thing Rob and I have worked very, very hard with the Teaching Institute, kind of having not just a structure, both internally, but also externally, and the people that we invite to come and speak and the topics that we're picking. And a lot of them are based off of books, and we try and have a message to our content. We're not just doing this because it's just something to do. But I think the most important thing is you got to have content first. You got to decide what are the things you want to focus on. What's your area of interest going to be? What's the message you're going to be getting across? Then you come up with the logo. I think people do it backwards oftentimes. They come up with the logo first.
Like us.
Yeah. They come up with the logo first, and then they decide what content they want to come out with. And sometimes they don't, the two don't mesh.
And as you focus on trying to create your niche, I was wondering, do you go more on based on the need or more based on your passion?
For me, that's easy. You always go based on passion. If you're not excited to do it, it becomes a chore. It becomes labor, and you won't maintain the long run. And again, just to clarify, the say yes to everything is only early on. I think once you've figured out what area you're interested in, if that be wellness, then you don't need to say yes to everything. If you already know that that is the area you're interested in, you can start saying no to things. I was more talking about as you're figuring out your niche, it's important to say yes to a lot of things early. But passion will overcome need every time for you yourself. If you're not excited to do it, you will not keep up with it. And I've seen a lot of people start up blogs, podcasts, other projects, and let them go because they're just not passionate about it. They're not excited about it.
And this also relates to the book that I'm reading by Cal Newport about whether or not you go with your passion, or the argument that, you know, the bad advice, like, just pick what you're passionate about, everything's going to be fine. And that book makes the argument that maybe that's not actually true. Maybe that's actually bad advice. Because if you pick your passion and it's EKGs and you're bumping, you know, you're trying to get in against Amalema 2 and get invited to conferences all over the world, it's probably not going to happen. So Amalema many years ago, I think, taught me a lesson that you need to be realistic about what it is your niche is going to be and look at it very carefully. Is it, and I think good advice, to be honest, unless you hate it, is to look at areas, because I've made this mistake, look at things that aren't done well. Look at things that haven't been done. Look at areas, for example, wellness. There's so much opportunity in wellness that even if wellness is not like your passion, you don't wake up every day and like say, I want to be like the wellness guru. There's so many opportunities that, you know, maybe you could jump in there.
I have two thoughts on mistakes made. So the first one I would tell you is if you decide to come up with something like a brand and you're looking to maybe do something entrepreneurial with it, you need to know what the legal ramifications of that are with academic institutions, because the original contract you signed
will
often allow them to take ownership of that. The second thing I would say is passion comes in two flavors. There's things that you're excited about, and there's things that you absolutely just piss you off. And you could use your brand to be the person that changes the thing that pisses you off. So it doesn't just have to be the things that excite you. It could also be the things that just annoy you to the point that nobody else wants to do it. you could be the person that makes that change. And so it doesn't just have to be excitement. It could also be the things that you just absolutely hate.
You really do have to get yourself out there, whether it's through social media or developing a clever logo or a blog like Salim has done. I think to get noticed, you have to do something to get noticed. You're not going to get noticed just by doing the usual stuff that we used to do. And I'm sure we'll talk about this on the Hangout, how to do it. But for career longevity, for happiness, people have argued that I'm wrong, but there's a growing trend of people who are becoming dissatisfied with clinical practice. And even for the people who love what they do, I think developing an entrepreneurial spirit where you do brand yourself and get known for whatever, podcasting or a blog or a website, I think that's important for career longevity and your own sanity and happiness.
This podcast is brought to you by Call 9. Stay tuned for more podcasts from the Alien Fellowship Incubator.